Pennsylvania Governor Mark Schweiker said that a special state commission will examine mine safety and recommend changes to prevent accidents like the one that trapped 9 men in a coal mine for more than 3 days. The miners were trapped 240 feet below ground last Wednesday after they inadvertently broke through an abandoned water-filled mine, which flooded the shaft where they were working. The miners were brought to safety Sunday in a dramatic rescue operation. The accident raises questions about the future of coal mining and the use of new and safer mining techniques. Professor Paul Lever is a mining technology expert at the University of Queensland, Australia. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
As we have followed the news of the coal miners' rescue in Pennsylvania, we seem to be peering into a world of mining unchanged, really, from an earlier era. Why is this in our high-tech age? In other words, if we can put a rover on Mars, why can't we use robots, for instance, to mine?
We do actually use quite a lot of new technologies that have come about in the last 50-100 years, large mechanized pieces of equipment that take a lot of the menial tasks and manual tasks that people utilize have been taken away. We have taken people off machines so that they're operating machines remote control, but in many cases they're still in the environment, and the reasons are we put machines in space, but the problem in a mine is these machines have to work on a continual basis, day after day, in very difficult conditions, and working with a material like rock where we can't see through the rock and predict what's coming up ahead, and so it makes it a difficult environment for us to really automate and put fully automated machines in.
But robotic mining is used in, say, Australia and a few other countries. Is the U.S. coal mining behind the times in this?
No, the U.S. Coal mining industry uses the latest technologies, employs the latest techniques. It's just there are many things, simple things that people do that even complex computers couldn't do. Just as, you know, we don't have automated cars running around without people, without drivers. Mining machines are not made today in an automated way that can then react to all the possible situations that you would have to be able to work with when you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Now, some governments do play a role in assisting with funding for new mining technologies. Again, I believe Australia does. Would that be a good thing for the U.S., in your opinion?
Yes. Implementing new technologies, especially in mining applications, the technologies are very capital intensive. They often cost tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, and for one company to invest all that amount of money into changing their whole mining systems to employ new technologies is often a big ask in a very globally competitive industry, and government funds definitely help in offsetting those costs.
In your opinion, from what you know, could the accident in Pennsylvania have been avoided?
As I said, in Australia, we've got bits and pieces of the news. I haven't heard all the details, but I'm sure all these companies do detailed risk analyses. They employ safety procedures to minimize risks. We employ engineering solutions, but in many cases, we have to put people in those environments, and we can't see everything that's happening in the rock ahead of us. And many times, especially working in areas where we're working with old workings that are not known, it's difficult to predict exactly what's going to happen and reduce all the risks.
Thanks very much. Paul Lever is a professor at the University of Queensland and chief operating officer at the Cooperative Research Centre for Mining Technology and Equipment in Brisbane, Australia.